Hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher from District 4, and as always, it's an honor and a pleasure to give these addresses to the community every fifth week, along with my colleagues on the board. Since it's summertime, I want to start out some fun activities for us, so enjoy the summer. We have the Family Summer Bash on the 15th of July from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. The location is the Carroll County Sports Complex. It is $10 per person, ages 2 and under free. Admission to the event includes live music by Poison Whiskey, great classic rock band, known them for years, Beer and Wine Garden, Moon Bounce, Obstacle Course. Try not to go through that after you've been to the Beer and Wine Garden. It might be quite funny or you get injured. There is field games for both kids and adults, Dunk Tank, which they're trying to put Commissioner Frazier and I in, so maybe come out and throw a ball and knock us into the tank. Some people find that quite enjoyable, especially dunking me. Cornhole, horseshoes, face paint, balloon art, food, and beverages. Pre-registration is recommended, so get out there for the family bash. We also have one of my favorite events all year long in Carroll County, and that is the Civil War Encampment and Living History up at the Homestead Union Mills. That is the 16th of July and the 17th. From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., admission is $10. Step back in time on the grounds of Union Mills Homestead, Saturday, July 16th, and Sunday the 17th for a Living History and Civil War Encampment. 2 days of special events commemorate Civil War history at the actual encampment sites of Jeb Stuart's Cavalry and Sykes Union 5th Corps. Visitors will get a front row view of Civil War military forces and the effect on civilians at the Union Mills Homestead, where both Union and Confederate forces rested before the decisive Battle of Gettysburg. That's a great event, and I highly recommend anyone with children to go there. They have a lot of interactive things where your children can put on jackets from Civil War soldiers or handle old replica guns or act like they're a Civil War surgeon. It's really good for children. Bring your grandchildren as well. Also, we have the BSO Music for Maryland Tour, July 23rd at 7 p.m., free concert. World-class Baltimore Symphony Orchestra visits Carroll County for a family-friendly, patriotic performance at the Rotary Amphitheater at Carroll Community College. Celebrate the land of the free and the home of the brave with works that honor Charles Carroll, the county's namesake. Take a trip back to 1776 and the signing of the Declaration of Independence to hear music that Mr. Carroll might have enjoyed. So that's a very good thing to go do with your children. We also have the 51st Annual Old Fashioned Corn Roast Festival, another event up at the homestead. It's August 6th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., $17 per person. Each meal ticket includes a serving of fried chicken, applesauce, sliced tomatoes, roll, and butter, iced tea, or lemonade. All the roasted corn you can eat. Corn is roasted in the husk and served to your table, rain or shine. This is a very good event. I very much enjoy it. Some down-home country cooking like going to grandma's house. Entertainment to be announced. There's the gift shop, the blacksmith shop, vendors, and tours of the historic house and mill. Free parking and admission to the grounds. Guided tours of the Shriver Homestead and the grist mill for a small fee. A wonderful event for the family to go to. There's also the Maryland Summerfest 2022, August 27th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Prices range from anywhere from free to $70, depending on what package you choose. Need something to do this upcoming summer? Why not come to Maryland Summerfest in Carroll County for the best music festival in Maryland? If you love delicious food trucks, beer, and wine sampling from some of the most popular breweries and wineries in Maryland, and a variety of genres of live music, the Maryland Summerfest event is for you. Oh, wait, there is more. This sounds like a Ginsu knife commercial. The event is for all ages with a ton to do for the whole family, and there is no excuse not to join us for the best way to end your summer. There is 20 food trucks, 2 stages, 9 live bands, local restaurants, DJ, artisans, retail, local business vendors, free parking on site, and children's activities. What a wonderful place to live here in Carroll County. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And at the Carroll County Farm Museum, it is the home of the largest collection of historic farm artifacts and machinery in the Mid-Atlantic region. Visitors can explore the 7 rooms in the farmhouse, which depicts the life of a middle-class farm family in the 1880s. You can also see exhibits of our Living History Center featuring historic trades that were once important to Carroll County's economy. Spinning, weaving, tinsmithing, chair caning, broom making, and summer kitchen rooms offer a peek into the past. The barns and outbuildings highlight the importance of agricultural and Maryland's histories. That's another great event for you to take your children or grandchildren to. What a wonderful resource we have with the Carroll County Farm Museum. Please get it there and utilize it. Now, done with all the niceties of the fun stuff for the summer, and I want to cover the fact that Carroll County government has lots of employment opportunities. If you are looking for a stable, long-term, enjoyable employment with a wonderful place to commute to, if you live locally, your commute won't be that long to Westminster. The employment opportunities, I will read the list here, and if something grabs your attention, you can go onto the county website, carrollcountymaryland.gov, and apply for an employment application. First, we have equipment operator from the Bureau of Roads, program coordinator, veteran services case management, and Bureau of Aging and Disabilities, building maintenance worker 1 and 2, Bureau of Facilities, fire inspector 1, Bureau of Permits and Inspection, human resource specialist, classification and compensation, Department of Human Resources, water treatment plant apprentice operator 1, apprentice operator 2 or operator, Bureau of Utilities, facilities supervisor, Bureau of Facilities, landfill equipment operator, Bureau of Solid Waste, program aid 1, Bureau of Aging and Disabilities, wastewater treatment plant apprentice operator 1, apprentice operator 2 or operator, Bureau of Utilities, park superintendent, Department of Recreation and Parks, administrative assistant, Department of Fire and EMS. That's an up-and-coming department in their agency. That would be a prime position to get on board right now. And their new director, Robinson, would very much enjoy having you on board with them. We have emergency communication specialist 1, Department of Public Safety, plumbing inspector 1, Bureau of Permits and Inspection, omnibus assistant, Bureau of Aging and Disabilities, buyer, office of procurement, park assistant full-time, Department of Recreation and Parks at Piney Run Park. What a beautiful park that is. If you get that job, that would be an absolutely wonderful job to have if you like the outdoors and people. Residential plans examiner, Bureau of Permits and Inspection. Grounds maintenance worker 1 and 2, Bureau of Facilities. HVAC mechanic 1, 2, or 3, Bureau of Facilities. So we definitely need some help there. We have lots of buildings to maintain. Construction Inspector 1, Bureau of Engineering, Park Assistant, part-time, Bureau of Recreation and Parks, also at Piney Run. So if you're not looking for a full-time job in that type of capacity, we have part-time work for you, which is great for people who are semi-retired and want to get a house occasion and do something fun. We also have Canoe and Kayak Assistant. That would be a contract full-time at Department of Rec and Parks. I actually love kayaking, so that would be a really good job if you enjoy people and kayaking. Road Maintenance Worker 1, Bureau of Roads Operations. Road Maintenance Worker 1, Bureau of Roads. Traffic Engineer, Bureau of Engineering. Truck Driver 1 or 2, Bureau of Roads Operations. I'll be talking about this in a little bit too, about truck driving. County Surveyor, Bureau of Engineering. Boiler Mechanic 1, Bureau of Facilities. And Carroll County is an equal opportunity employer, so please go to our website and seek employment with us. We'd love to bring you on board. I mentioned earlier about truck drivers. We have a thing going on which I want to promote. Start your career as a commercial truck driver. Prepare for the Maryland Class A Driver's License, CDL, in 8 weeks. Applications are being accepted for a program for education at the Carroll Community College. They're putting this on. No prior experience with trucks is required. However, students must be 18 years of age or older for driving within the state of Maryland under a CDL, or 21 years or older for driving interstate crossing state lines. Possess a valid non-provisional driver's license and safe driving record, no more than 3 points on your driving record, and maintain 0 points for drug or alcohol violations. Communicate in English language sufficiently. Successfully complete a DOT physical, and successfully pass a DOT federal drug screening. For information, you can call 410-386-8095. And this is a educational program being set up with their workforce development and the Carroll Community College. There is a very strong demand for CDL truck drivers throughout the United States. So anyone looking for a new career or a chance to have a good stable income locally, Please take advantage of this opportunity to get your CDL license through a county program. And you never know, you might wind up working for the county government. Well, I want everyone to enjoy the summer. This might be the last recording I do for you this summer. The next one will probably be towards the end and the beginning of fall. But as always, it is a tremendous honor to serve as your Carroll County Commissioner. And don't forget to get out there and vote and exercise your patriotic duty. God bless America and Carroll County. Thank you very much.